Hi, friends, and welcome to the Voices of MCC podcast. Our hope is that you will be encouraged in your faith as you hear how MCC beliefs and practices are fleshed out in the daily lives of the members of our fellowship. And today is a special live podcast with graduates of MCC. I have Leanna Axel, a high school graduate. Kessid Chipman, also a high school graduate. Ellie Smith, high school graduate. Ethan Anderson, high school graduate. And then we have a couple of other graduates. Sarah Chipman, graduate of Southwest Baptist University, a Bachelor of Science in Biomedical Biology. And DJ Noon, master's degree, Master of Divinity, and a concentration in Biblical Languages. So excited to have you six here as graduates and those who participate in MCC, and give a chance for folks who are a part of our church community to hear how the Lord has worked. So we are going to be reflecting here on the last few years, but just education in general and the Lord's work among us. So friends, welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yes. Well, let's begin with perhaps the most important question that we could ask. So we'll just kind of go around quickly. We need to know your favorite cereal. So this is an important educational question. So Leanna, we're going to start with you, and we'll just go around the circle. And your most, you know, what gets you out of bed in terms of cereal, or what gets you out of bed in the morning, or what might get you out of bed at 10 o'clock at night. And so cereal is an important food group for all students. So Leanna.
Yeah, I definitely say that my favorite would either be Rice Krispies or Captain Crunch.
Yeah, some of you may know this, but I'm very passionate about cereal and all things related to cereal, so it's a difficult question, but I think I'd go with Honey Nut Cheerios.
I think Reese's Puffs.
I have to go Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. So we have a variety here around the circle. DJ?
This is a difficult question to answer because it changes probably every week. There, you know, every time I go to the store and I pick up some cereal, it changes. Right now, it's Frosted Mini Wheats. That's really what I'm on a kick for. But, yeah, Captain Crunch is up there. Man, there's just too many choices. That's a difficult question to answer.
I feel like I'm in the same boat. It's kind of, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is always a staple of my very healthy and nutritious morning routine. But Captain Crunch Crunchberries, that's probably top of the list.
So we have some repetitive Captain Crunch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have some Honey Nut Cheerios. That's a little healthier. Rice Krispies can be healthy. So we kind of got some ups and downs. Good.
Ratio. That's great. Now on to less important issues of education beyond your cereal consumption. Let's go around again, just a bit of a speed question. This semester,
what was the latest you stayed up to work on a project? Ethan, we'll start with you.
Oh, boy. I remember just this semester, it was 3 weeks ago. I got home from work at about 2 in the morning, and I stayed up till about 6 in the morning. So basically an all-nighter, but I got a little nap in before I had to go to class, so.
That's a challenge. That 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. gig is a harder one to get.
Yeah.
Do it. DJ?
Well, by God's grace, I had a pretty easy semester, so I don't know that I was really working on anything past 9 p.m. this semester. It's around usually when I tried to cut off everything and just wind down and relax.
I think the latest for me would probably be like 11:30, just coming home from work and then doing schoolwork.
Common theme here. Sometimes you have to work late and you've got
schoolwork to do, and some of you work 20, 30 hours a week, or if there's a big event going on at your workplace, there's more to do and you've got to sort of knock that out and then get home and get some schooling in too. Kessie?
I think maybe 1 or 1:30. I haven't had anything crazy extreme this semester.
Yeah, I typically try and cut off homework by 9 or 10. So the latest I probably stayed up was 10:30. 11 might be pushing it.
it's interesting. The older the students are, the earlier they're going to bed or cutting it off. Leanna?
Yeah, I probably was there doing it at 9 or 10 something at night. I had just gotten ready for bed and was just trying to finish up a couple of things before I went to sleep. So
that was me. I couldn't press too late. If I had to do, you know, 1 or 2 a.m., but after that, I was just jumbled anyway. Whatever I wrote or read didn't really make sense, so just put that in. Sometimes you got to get that project in, or it's just the way it is. Got to kind of press through. Well, let's think here about God's faithfulness here. This last year of COVID has been crazy for any student, and I have just been commending students that I see and encouraging them, because it's tough not to have the kind of social interaction that you're used to, the kinds of connections. Even if you're homeschooled, there were connections you used to have, things you used to do. You did not get those as much this last year. And so it was a tough social year and so forth. If you could think of a snapshot or two, and just whoever we want to answer, of the Lord's faithfulness to you in the last year of school, any highlights come to mind where you just saw the Lord help you, strengthen you in the midst of what has been a challenging year?
Well, I'll say, I was very fortunate and thankful for this past fall and spring terms. Now, towards the end of this semester, things started lightening up a little bit, especially in regards to Midwestern and what they expected of people. But I remember spring 2020 was when all this kind of started happening, and a lot of the classes that we had, you know, tried to make this shift onto Zoom, and, you know, now you're sitting in front of a computer screen for class, and very easy to become distracted, hard to stay focused on that. And so I was just thankful for these last two terms really not needing any of that. I think I took mostly practicums and one online class last semester, which really kind of freed up my time of having to sit through the, because I just struggled to really do well with the Zoom format. I prefer sitting in class and listening to someone lecture, you know, in person, and getting that social interaction, as you mentioned. So I was very thankful that things kind of lined up where I was largely done with in-class stuff and just had some more practicum oriented subjects that I could not have to sit there in front of a computer screen as much.
Yes, that's great. I think many students, the live version of learning, they appreciated it even more.
Yeah.
after COVID.
For sure.
Yeah. Someone else, story of Lord's faithfulness, Sarah?
Yeah, so my experience was a little bit opposite DJ's in that last semester, spring 2020, was one of my more challenging semesters. So going into that, all of a sudden being online, it was kind of defeating, honestly, trying to just navigate switching to online in the midst of more challenging courses. But I remember one evening in particular, I was studying for an exam, just super overwhelmed. And my professor, I had sent him a message, and he said, "Can I just call you?" So he spent over 30 minutes on the phone just explaining and re-explaining just a concept I was really struggling with. And I walked away not only with new understanding, but just appreciation just for his willingness to just take his time to explain this and just intentionality there. So that's definitely a highlight for me.
That is so encouraging. It's challenging for me as an educator to try to go the extra mile because a half hour with one student really is an investment of time. If you have 50 students, that's almost impossible to give that to everybody. So that's really neat to hear of the Lord's faithfulness and commitment to you there. When we think about just classes and work you've done, favorite class, I'm going to ask each of you specifically, so just I'll be thinking about this here. But Ellie, when you think favorite class you've had this last year, what subject area have you enjoyed the most?
Well, I was very fortunate to only have to take two classes this past semester. Very light. I took a history class and then one that was an elective. I took a family and consumer science. And that one I really enjoyed just because there was a lot of, like, hands-on. Like, I had different projects that I had to do for that class. Like, I took a sewing class, which was interesting. So that, my family, consumer and science, was definitely my favorite this semester.
That's great. Practical skills that you'll have for a lifetime. That's really great learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much of our learning is theoretical, to train our minds to think in a certain way. And if we can get some practical stuff in there too. Whenever I help students set up their schedules, I always say, okay, if you're going to do this kind of a class, get a balance class. So you're not doing all one kind of class and you can let them flow together. That's great. Leanna, you balance school and work. So working at Chick-fil-A, which is slave labor for anyone who doesn't recognize that. It is very hard work and it's exhausting in doing school. Tell us how you balanced that. What lessons even might you want to pass along to? There are going to be students listening to this podcast who are 13, 14 years old, 15, maybe thinking about work. What lessons would you pass along?
Well, this year was definitely very different with COVID. Just wearing masks and having the dining room closed and just balancing that and with school and home life and church and just all the different things I had going on. I mostly worked evenings, so I got a lot of my school done in the mornings. And something that I would pass along is just, like, don't be in a hurry to either get a job or feel like you're not going to graduate on time, because that was something that I really struggled with this past year. I fell behind in the fall semester, so I had a lot of catching up to do this spring. I made it, thankfully. But just taking your time and not worrying about anything, and just relying on the Lord's timing and the amount of peace that he gave me this past semester was just crazy, because I was so stressed at the beginning, and here I am graduating, and so I was just really thankful to the Lord for bringing me through to all of that. Mm.
It's fun to think back and think about syllabus shock. So if you don't understand what this term is, it's when you get your organization for the semester and what lies ahead and how am I going to get all of this done. And then you get it done and you look back and it's this way every semester, every term. And how did I get through this? Well, the Lord has strengthened you. And Leanna, I think it's a great lesson of just blocking your time, manage your time. Well, if you're a student who's looking to work, say, 15, 25 hours a week, well, it's going to be helpful if you can get the same kind of schedule each week so that every Wednesday, this is your slot of time you're working, every Tuesday. And that way you can block in your education time. Okay, this is when I have to be doing this class and so forth. And if you can manage that schedule, it'll take a good bit of discipline, but then you can do it. And that's really what life is. So you students who are, again, 13, 14, 15, you know, you may have practice at this time of day and work at this time of day and then school at this time of day. And just make sure that you're keeping those slots of time for what you're doing. And you'll find that you actually do better at school if you manage your work well, if you manage your practices and games well. You can actually do better because you're not sloughing off. You're not just goofing around or just going through the motions of study. You know that at that time, you need to get your studies done because you've got practice later or you've got a game or you've got to work and you've got to get this done now. So there can be some real focus to it. Ethan, I want to just read a verse here and then ask you a question about it. So this is the end of Ecclesiastes. Just a great great section of scripture here. It's a bit funny too. So Ecclesiastes 12:12, beyond these, my son, be warned, there is no end to the making of many books, and much study wearies the body. There have been a number of students over the millennia who have taken comfort in that phrase, right? There much study wearies the body. So I'm just being biblical here when I'm tired, just being biblical. No, but then the next verse is an important one. This is Ecclesiastes 12:13. When all has been heard, the conclusion of the matter is this: fear God and keep his commands, because this is for all people. Ethan, you've had some classes at Spurgeon College this year. You've had some homeschool stuff you've been working on as well. How have you learned to fear God this year? In your education, how have you learned to fear God?
I really think there's a lot of different ways that I've learned over really this past year. I mean, I think anybody in the MCC would understand how challenging this past year has been, even outside of just things like COVID or whatever, various things like that. But I think through my studies, through school, there has been a lot of fear of failure and of not getting this done on time or whatever, and balancing a crazy work schedule and whatever. But through that all, I mean, I've seen the way that God has worked through just different circumstances in regular life, like through death or through new life or whatever, and seeing the way that he's been able to sustain me through my church family, through my regular family, through just the myriad of different circumstances that have really sort of plagued everyone this year. It gives me a respect that I feel like I didn't have before for the Lord, which is, I mean, that's especially coming from someone who's saved. It's maybe, you should always have a respect for the Lord. I mean, that's just a part of our faith. But just seeing how he orchestrates everything, and whether that's through hardship and learning through difficulty, or through good times and rejoicing in his provision to us, I really do think I've grown and learned a lot through many of the challenges this year, and really have grown to fear the Lord.
That question is one of the goals of our church and of Christianity, that we learn to fear God, and all that we're doing in school right now is training y'all's minds for work, giving you an ability to see where your gifting is and opportunities. But learning is not an end in itself. A degree is not an end. Some of you have walked across the stage already. Others will walk across the stage soon. You've heard your name called. It's a special time. But what matters is what comes next. And even more than that, what kind of a person am I as a result of this? And fearing God, learning to apply what we have done in our education and in our learning, and seeing that fleshed out in life. One of the ways we do that is just by maintaining our own what might be called a devotional life or regular intake of the Word and so forth. Kesset, I want to come to you. You've been busy. You have had multiple jobs this last year. You were part of the slave labor of Chick-fil-A for a while. We rescued you from that, and I know we're trying to get Leanna out of that endeavor as well. We'll see if we can emancipate her soon. I'm just kidding. But now it's at Sword and Trowel working there. Home life's full load of classes. But there's a sense in which if all of that is running at full steam, if we're not just taking the Word in for ourselves, praying, keeping a fresh pursuit of the Lord as a part of our lives, and letting him refresh us, it's all for naught. How have you done that? How have you been able to maintain your time with the Lord? Just unpack that for us. It might be helpful even for younger students to think about.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like everything you said, I think just keeping it in your mind as a priority. I like to do it just fairly early in the day, just making sure it gets done with like early classes and such. It can be hard, but just finding, I guess, where it fits well in your schedule, somewhere where it can be sustainable and be consistent in a lot of things that are inconsistent in a busy school term, just making sure it can be somewhere where it is able to be prioritized. And yeah, so I think just finding like a consistent, stable time for such.
Yeah, a consistent time is similar to, you know, blocking your schedule for work or for practice or other things. It can be very helpful, and I encourage students to do it first thing in the day, you know, first opportunity in the day. If you're able to mark that day even 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes earlier to be in the Word and pray, it can be very helpful and, you know, a part of your regular routine to refresh you for other tasks. And then, you know, throughout the day, take a moment to stop and pray, read a verse or two, a psalm, work on some scripture memory or something like that can be helpful. All right, I want to take just a couple of more minutes here and go around. Favorite app on your phone right now. What's your favorite app? Ethan, we'll start with you.
My favorite app. Now, there's apps I use very frequently, but they might not be my favorite app.
Favorite. So even if you don't use it frequently, favorite app on your phone.
Calculator. That's a good one. That's a helpful one.
That's the favorite. DJ.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I don't. Google Maps.
Google Maps.
GPS is a blessing to the modern day.
It is.
And I get lost very easily. So anytime I can punch in an address and hit that little directions button and not get lost is a good day.
Ellie.
I think for me, it would have to be FaceTime. I have several people, long distance friends that I'm constantly talking to and have to use FaceTime. So.
Kessid.
Probably Apple Music, just music app, yeah.
Yep. Sarah?
I think I'd have to go with the Target Circle app. So, you know, Target just tells me what I need. I just get on the app and there it is.
Shopping. Leanna?
I'd say my Photos app. I've been looking at my pictures a lot recently on my phone, just like looking at past memories, and you know, it'll be like a memory of the day kind of thing, and I'll be like, wow, I remember that. And it's really cool to look back either more recently or further back and just see how I've grown since then.
All right, last question here. We'll go around again. Leanne, we'll start with you. What does the next academic year look like? What are you interested in, perhaps pursuing academically or in terms of a vocation, if that's what you sense the Lord to be leading you in now?
Yeah, so I would love to start my own photography business. As most people at MCC know about already, I love photography, which even goes with looking at my Photos app on my phone. Just taking pictures, capturing the moments. I love taking pictures. I love being in pictures. So I would love to start my own photography business, maybe take some classes in the fall to learn more about it, and continue working at Chick-fil-A for right now.
So. Sarah.
Yeah, my plan is to begin physical therapy school in August. So I will be in Bulver at PT school at SBU for 2 more years and then a year of clinicals with the goal of getting my doctorate in physical therapy.
Kessid.
Yeah, in the fall, I'll be beginning the business leadership program at Spurgeon College.
Ellie.
Nothing's set in stone as of right now, but there's been a thought of maybe going to community college, MCC, near my house. There's a program in radiology that I've been thinking about, but nothing set in stone right now.
DJ.
Well, this fall for me is going to be, I believe, the first term in about 20 years that I will not be in school. So there is a looking forward to of that, of not having to worry about education, at least for now. But so as far as what life will look like, really just looking forward to in about the next month or so to get more full time with my position, working for an organization called LifeWorks KC, and it's simplified kind of language. It's really just in-home respite care. Working with families who are just have kiddos that are having a hard time adjusting to that setting, and I'm just there to help them out. So really just looking forward to serving there and continuing on my service here as an intern and just seeing what the Lord will do with those two responsibilities.
Ethan.
Yeah, I plan on taking my fall semester off and working full-time and then starting right back up in the spring semester of 2022 at the Aviation Institute of Maintenance and getting my airframe and power plant license to work on airplanes.
And where will that be at?
It's right out in Raytown.
Raytown, okay.
Yeah, so close by.
Great.
Which is a huge perk. I was looking at all kinds of places. Wichita State was a place I was really considering, and just I was like, I really don't want to move away. It's a lot of money, too, to just pick up and leave and leave a secure job and all that. And so it's I'm glad I found the place I did.
Yeah. Well, friends, it is fun to think about what the Lord has done for you and what he has for you in the future. And want you to know we are here for you. We will continue to pray, and the Lord will be gracious to you in carrying you along. I do want to thank Alex Volkman for producing our Voices of MCC podcast, for Pastor Adam Anderson and Caleb Sheffield for their work in music. Until we meet again, friends, may the Lord bless and keep you.